Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first really hot week of summer beginning in California. The first big wildfire of the summer popping up near San Francisco. ABC's Mola Lenghi is there and says things are getting better.
Evacuation orders on homeowners have been lifted as conditions have started to improve, although we are still seeing some gusts of wind here and there. The cause of the fire still being investigated.
The fire burned through 12,000 acres near the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Cheering in Mexico City as Claudia Sheinbaum becomes the first woman and first Jewish person ever elected president of Mexico. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll be answering questions before a House committee on social distancing, masking, remote learning, and other issues stemming from the pandemic. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has announced that she is being treated for pancreatic cancer. The 74-year-old Democrat from the Houston area successfully treated breast cancer in 2012. This is ABC News. There may be some relief on the way for parts of Atlanta 4 days after a pair of big water main breaks. One was repaired over the weekend, and now a large pipe needs to be fixed before the other arrives. The break arrives in parts of Atlanta's downtown without water. The top dog at the box office is a cat.
In its second weekend at U.S. theaters, the Garfield movie comes in first.
Follow my lead.
Earning another $14 million domestically. At number two, Paramount's If, dropping 33% in its third week, earning another $10.8 million. Nearly tied with Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, coming in third. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy round out the top five. In a disappointing overall weekend that saw box office receipts down 67% from the same weekend last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Familiar territory for one of the greatest gymnasts ever. Simone Biles has won her ninth U.S. gymnastics all-around title. The Olympic trials coming up at the end of the month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Progress Pride flag will fly over the Wisconsin State Capitol building for the month of June. In Wisconsin and across the United States, June is LGBTQ+ Pride Month. Governor Tony Evers said in a press conference on Friday that flying the Progress Pride flag is a symbol of his resolve to support the LGBTQ+ community.
Raising the Pride flag above the Wisconsin State Capitol sends a clear, unequivocal, and decisive message that in Wisconsin, all are welcome.
June is also Invasive Species Awareness Month. Visit the DNR website for info on how to hike, camp, fish, and garden in ways that prevent the spread of invasive species. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Put me in, Coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win Sunday to complete a 3-game sweep of the White Sox. Now, before the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy intended to rest catcher William Contreras and shortstop Willy Adames. So why did they end up playing?
I decided that this was a good day to give them a day off. And when they got word of that, they were really upset. They didn't want the day off. And we had a conversation. I let him go out of the room and think about it, came back, called him back in, said, "You're in." That's the entire truth. It's exactly how it happened.
The crew begin a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. NFL, the Packers announcing training camp will start earlier this year, July 22nd. That's because they kick off the season Friday night, September 6th, against the Eagles in Brazil. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 78. Tonight, tomorrow, more scattered showers and thunderstorms will drop to 65 tonight. Our high tomorrow, right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Boy, can I say that I'm a radio actor?
I thank you.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, we got stuff here. A lot of stuff hit the fan over the weekend regarding Trump.
Yeah, and, we'll get to that.
And his guilty.
Yeah, you may have heard.
Verdict.
Yeah. On some
just
of the news.
Just a few of them. You know. Yeah.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
34 of them.
Yeah. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy, along with Sam. On this Monday morning, it's going to be hot today. Hot and humid. Later, showers and thunderstorms. And some of those could be strong. So we'll talk to Brittany Merlot coming up in a little while.
Hopefully
here.
She'll have the dew points.
Yeah,
for us.
The dew point. It's also Madison Bike Week.
It is.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, ride your bike a lot this week. Yeah.
Well, there's
special days.
That's an easy way to celebrate.
Special days coming up during Bike Week? Anything?
There's a full schedule online, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know.
Oh,
but it's
you don't.
Called Madison Bike Week. Put it in your browser and check it out. There's a schedule. Something okay. Things you have to do if you're going to celebrate.
Are they going to have the naked bike ride happening this week?
Yes, they're going to have that too.
What's the official call?
It looks like next week, June 15th.
Oh, the 15th?
Oh, great.
I thought it was the 5th. All right.
They're going to ride right by the station here. We'll get our cameras ready.
It's going to be right in the middle of Todd's show.
Oh, is that right?
He's going to have to throw the camera on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, just about ready to go with that. So stand by. Okay.
All right.
What?
That's
Sam. What? I'm sorry. What, Sam?
Stand by, or do you want to get into it right now? We got to do it.
You want to do it right now?
We got to do it in the first 15 minutes. Right?
Okay. You want to do it? We can do it right now.
All right. Let's do it now.
Yeah. Why not launch it right now?
Do it now.
Do we have some music for this? Can we come up with some music?
Do it now.
Okay. Anyway. All right. This is it. We're going to launch it right here and right now. Just make a command decision. Away we go. We will be doing this through the day this week and next week during the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. You can enter all of those different times, but we have a different keyword every time. We're talking about the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package. We'll be giving away one winner each of those hours that I just mentioned. And then a daily winner gets a Brewer Club level seat, a couple of seats to a Brewers game, upcoming Brewer game. And grand prize winners at the end of the contest with prizes across the state, like the Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake or the Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores or the Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites, okay? So here we go. Get ready to text. This is the only way you can enter the contest is to text in. Get that Civic Media app and text in. The word trip. Trip is the key word for this hour. Trip. Mm-hmm. So get your Civic Media app. Get on it. Text the word trip. And you will enter the contest. There are more ways to win, and we'll tell you more about that as we go along. Okay. Yeah.
You have to have that Civic Media app, by the way.
This is a statewide contest. I should mention that. Statewide contest. So all of our stations are participating in this. But the key word this hour is trip for the 7 a.m. hour.
All right. Sounds good.
Text it in. You could win.
All right. Let's get to the Trump criminal list. Okay. Because. Yeah, it just seems strange. He thinks everybody's picking on him. Everybody's picking on him. No, it's the people around him as well. Mm-hmm. Jenna Ellis, guilty, Your Honor, as charged. Kenneth Cheeseborough, guilty.
These are all the people.
Sidney Powell, these are people all around him.
Yeah.
Determined to be guilty. Michael Cohen, Alan Weisselberg, Rick Gates, Paul Manafort.
Oh, yeah.
George Papadopoulos. Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, Chris Collins, Sam Patton. Guilty, Your Honor. All of them. Guilty.
Quite a list.
Okay, yeah, I know. These are all people that surrounded Trump.
Yeah.
The Trump Corporation. Mm-hmm. Trump Payroll Corporation. Guilty, Your Honor. Trump Foundation. Guilty, Your Honor. Trump University. Guilty, Your Honor. Taking kids' money. Come on. And Donald Trump himself, well, you know, 34 counts. Guilty, Your Honor.
Now, I called you up on Friday afternoon when this was happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were mowing the lawn or something. And I said,
Yes.
The verdict is coming down. You know, get on it. And what was your reaction? Do you remember?
No.
What? You're kidding. No, it's happening right now.
That's right. I did not expect that he'd get a guilty.
On all 34.
Yeah, not just all 34. Just
three
just
or four.
One, yeah, three or four. A
couple
right.
of them.
One rejected. But no, I just couldn't believe that. I just thought, this guy's going to get off no matter what. They're afraid. You know, he's running for president. Threats. But and yet they were courageous enough to take him for all 34 counts.
Sam, where were you when you got the word?
Well, I was going to say, I think this is, like, thus far at least, one of two major cases that I, like, heard live on the radio and that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. This one, and the other one was the trial of Derek Chauvin. I was at home making a pizza, and I got I got a notification on my phone, actually, from the Civic Media app that the verdict came out.
Oh.
And so I turned on the radio. I had a radio in my kitchen, and I listened to the devils read it out live. Yeah. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Right.
It was great to hear.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, if you have an Alexa around, all you have to do is say Mad Radio, and it comes on automatically.
Okay.
I don't have an Alexa, John.
What? God's name, I don't are you either. Doing? What do you mean you don't have an Alexa?
Is that surprising?
Yes, it is surprising. Everybody's got an Alexa
not everybody.
I don't even think I have a Bluetooth speaker in my house.
Yeah.
What? Okay, let's not know
Same
more.
Here.
Let's not. What?
Same here. I don't have a Bluetooth speaker. No.
Are you proud of that?
I am. I don't need it.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
The radio works just fine, John.
Yes. But you have to have, like, wires connected to the speakers? Right.
It's just like a tabletop radio from the 70s.
God. Well, I'm glad to see that your home is set up like some kind of 60s picture in a magazine.
Sophia has said, like, that corner of the kitchen where I have, like, plants and my radio, it looks like 1940s England listening to the war report.
Exactly. That's how I would describe it. Yeah.
I have my music room all set up. I got the piano in there, a few guitars, and I've got a stereo there that I always have had.
Nice stereo. It's much better than an Alexa speaker.
Don't need an Alexa.
What is wrong with you guys? Just simply, never mind.
You can get a,
never mind.
You can't listen in stereo on an Alexa.
Well, they do have a stereo speaker.
Do they?
Yeah.
OK.
Okay.
What if you get two Alexas and put them in the same
room?
Well,
they suggest that. That's stupid. You just get an Alexa speaker, you know, that is stereo. Okay.
I wonder.
Very few of them.
Here's an idea. Yeah. What if you know how you can change the name of an Alexa, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What if you get two of them and then, like, name them the opposite thing, so, or, like, name them so that they can talk to each other? What would happen?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's try it.
I don't know.
We should get a couple of them in here.
They need...
We could take a break for a while and let them talk to each other. Go get some coffee.
I don't know why. I just feel surrounded by people who would feel comfortable living in a tent someplace. I don't know. Oh, God. Okay. Well, you know, is it okay if I have like a feature coming up in the not too distant future, this week or next week, yeah, where we talk about tech things, or would that confuse
you
guys?
No, I think it's fine.
Too confusing?
No, I'd love to hear about all the new tech items, but I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon every every time something.
These things have been out for 20 years.
I know, but I find Alexa very useful. When I've seen them, you know, other people's houses, other people's places, it can be very useful. Yeah, it also can be very annoying when it goes off on something completely different or just doesn't listen to the command, or you command something wrong. It goes, you know, haywire. Goes out of control. I got to unplug it and throw it away.
I got to tell you, you know, I've got this 1-year-old border collie.
Oh, yeah.
And I
the
call
Kraken.
It the Kraken.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a terror, really. But anyway, my wife and her mom communicate via the Alexa app.
Oh, okay.
And they give messages back and forth.
Okay.
And I think it is the most ridiculous, archaic, long-winded, stupid thing that anybody could ever do. It's like, Alexa, could you send a message to Carol? Should I send a message to Carol from Anne? And it's like, you know, this ridiculous long-winded thing. And then they finally have like one or two words that they say to each other, right? All this ceremony. But anyway, my Kraken just listens intently to Anne's mom's voice. She just loves the voice, and her head is going sideways and tilting this way and tilting that. And it's just it's so cute to watch.
That's cute. That's cool.
Yeah. So there is something good about an Alexa.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't need it in my life.
Well, I'll just show you how to plug it into the wall. Maybe plug anything into the wall? But high-tech electricity.
I do have electricity.
This is just unbelievable.
All right. What were we talking about?
Trump being surrounded by a lot of guilty pleas.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to something here. This is right-wing podcaster Tim Pool. He rattled off a lot of nonsense. Nothing new, by the way, if he had, like, maybe watched a Trump rally. Mm. But anyway, listen for the infamous Laura Loomer's comment at the end of this little diatribe that he has. And the feed that he was on, his broadcast feed, was cut instantly after she had made the comment.
We don't have quite enough time for this, John.
Wait a minute. Come on, man. Jeez. All right. Well, we'll get to it in a minute.
But, you know, just technology, it's very, very frustrating. We're here and we're trying to get everybody to download this app. Do you know how to download an app yet?
Yes. The Civic Media app is easy to download. You can just, go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, the Apple Store.
Hey Google on your phone all the time.
I do. That's different
than
Alexa.
It's like Alexa.
It's not really.
It's exactly like Alexa.
Okay, it's kind of this, but it's on the phone and it doesn't, we'll talk about this some more. Okay. More of the John and Gordy Show and Brittany Merlot right around the corner telling us what's happening weather-wise. Coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse.
One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low?
Unbelievable. You know, we could have done the entire weather forecast during that jingle. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We have in this, well, online right now, yeah. Brittany Merlot is here to fill us in on all the details of the weather that is coming up today and in the next few days.
Good morning, Brittany.
What's going on?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, not too bad.
Doing great. We got sunshine right now here in Madison, 62 degrees, some clouds out there, but it's going to get humid, right? And we're maybe in for showers and thunderstorms.
Yes.
Got our camera outside there. I'm looking
see,
at some of the sunshine.
State Street right there. Can you see that, Brittany?
Yes, I can. I'll trade you. I've got some storms about to hit me right now.
So is that
whole
right?
Different view.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Suck up that sun, Madtown. Oh, I love it.
Is it heading our way?
Oh, it is. Mm. Everyone's going to get something today.
Okay.
You're actually in a risk for some severe storms this afternoon and evening. Stay weather savvy.
All right.
No, but First and foremost, the dew point, right? That's
yes.
The most important thing.
What's going on with the dew point?
Let's talk dew point.
Boy.
Well, what is it right now? I think you guys know what it is, right?
I just checked, and it looked like it was 55 degrees, the dew point.
Is that bad?
Is that right?
It's not too bad at the moment, but I mean, it's going to go up to the mid-60s this afternoon.
Then it'll start to feel muggy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling it here right now. It's a little sticky, a little humid, but for you down south, it is going to get much worse this afternoon. So ladies, get ready for your hair to frizz. Uh-huh. That's all I've got to say.
Okay.
But yep. So showers and storms firing up probably afternoon, right around noon to one, rolling through the entire evening as possible. Definitely going to see some heavy downpours.
Wow.
Half an inch. Absolutely, to nearly over an inch as possible. Very, very moist atmosphere right now. And then we could see some hail, some damaging wind gusts, and a tornado or two is also possible, briefly spinning up there. Yeah. So be careful as this warm front lifts through the state. Otherwise, warm temperatures, upper 70s today, low 80s tomorrow. Upper 70s Wednesday before we really cool down to end the week. I'm talking low 70s, but a ton of sunshine. So today and tomorrow, storm chances, and then they kick on out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, with all the rain that we've had lately, are we, we're officially out of the drought area, right? I mean, that's in the history books, right?
Pretty much. I mean, just Sauk County, I think, is just a little abnormally dry, but any severe drought, all of that is pretty much gone, especially for you guys.
Yeah. Well, if you're dry in Sauk County, you can go to the brewery out there.
That's right.
There you go.
Plenty of places to wet your whistle.
That's right.
What do they say? Save water, drink beer, I hear.
That's what we always say here.
Yeah.
So tonight and tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. And then the rest of the week, okay?
It's not looking too bad. So just this afternoon and tonight, some showers may linger through tomorrow morning. Then we'll get dry tomorrow afternoon. We'll see some sunshine, be humid and warm again. More storms expected. This one a little bit later in the evening through the overnight. Those could be strong to severe too. Then we clear on out. We'll see some spotty showers possible on Wednesday early. But by Wednesday night and into Thursday and the entire weekend, it looks pretty dry and just cooler.
Now the question is, you know, we have had all this rain.
Yes.
What about the mosquitoes? This is this is one of those annual events every summer. it drives you crazy with all the wet that we've had. I would think that we would have a just a plethora of mosquitoes out there. What do you think? Am I right? Wrong?
I think your concrete jungle and cityscape helps a little bit compared to what I'm dealing with.
Do you have mosquitoes up there?
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here trying to buy citronella plants. What wards them off? Put them on my patio.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think one of the ways that a lot of people have been dealing with it is put fans out where they're sitting outside, and it just blows them away. They can't land. They can't.
I like it.
Okay. Well, that doesn't work, does it?
It does. It does work. No, yes. It doesn't. When it's windy, there are no mosquitoes.
That's dumb.
This is true. Did you hear they have a bedtime, supposedly? They go to bed after 10 to 11. Supposedly, there's less of them. I have no scientific backing of this.
11?
This is what I've heard.
Really?
Supposedly.
No, I just bought an umbrella, a table umbrella outside, and I got it at Costco.
You got away
at Costco, and this table umbrella is really, really cool because it's got LED lights on the inside, so you can turn them on and sit outside. And I'm hoping that maybe after 11 o'clock, when all the mosquitoes have turned in, we can go out there and turn the LED lights on. Yes,
test
experiment.
That
I want to know.
Test it out. Speaking of critters, what's our cicada update? Anybody know? Are you on top of it?
Yeah.
We've heard all this about cicadas. They're going to be crazy. They're invasion.
Different generations are waking up at the same time. What's going on?
I haven't heard anything about this lately. Is it?
No, you haven't?
No, really. No.
I haven't kept a track of what's going on in the past week, but I know that they were in Lake Geneva, definitely. Mm. But I've been hearing they're really concentrated in certain areas. I think the older trees that you have, the more grass that you have, and areas of farms that have not been turned up, because a lot of farmland is turned up, these cicadas, I guess, apparently. So they're in different groups in different areas. They're in masses in Illinois. I was talking to my family, and you could just hear them buzzing in the background. They are so loud. But I think it's almost time for them to be winding down. So
okay, good. Well, they can keep them, Illinois. They can have them.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't need them. Okay.
Nope.
We forgot to ask. You mentioned in your email that you have that there was a free weekend fun at our state parks, and I think we missed that, didn't we?
Damn.
You did.
Okay.
Oh.
I miss it every year.
Oh, it was a free fishing too, where you didn't need the license or anything, and good stuff.
Okay.
All right, Brittany.
Darn it.
All right. Well, again,
next time.
We'll watch out for the showers and possible thunderstorms, maybe strong or severe, later today and tonight. And we appreciate you keeping us posted.
We're just going to stay indoors. I appreciate your warnings. So.
Same.
All right, Brittany.
Have a good one, guys.
Right,
yeah,
have
too.
A great week.
Thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you
next
Monday. All right.
Do we have time for Tim Pool? Do we? All right. This is podcaster Tim Pool rattling off nonsense and Laura Loomer saying something really weird and wacky at the end, and they were cut off immediately after she made the comment. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll put it this way. Should Democrats be in jail? No question. When Donald Trump gets elected, should he start locking them up? No question. Should there be lists of Democrats that need to go to jail? 100%. And the reason for that is they committed crimes. We need to make sure that when Donald Trump wins, we've got an attorney general, a deputy attorney general, a head of the CIA and the FBI.
He's so smart, isn't he?
Kash Patel would be fantastic. We can have attorney general. There's some names floating around.
Okay.
And then they can start having their investigators and the feds issuing subpoenas, pulling up evidence, and with real evidence, bring them to judges for warrants. Then these people can spend three years of their lives fighting tooth and nail for the crime against the government for crimes they committed, and we can prove.
Yeah.
And the reason why we put them on trial is that we can show the whole world we will uncover what you've done. We will make sure everyone knows, and you will be held accountable
for it. Smart,
not just
he?
Jail. They should get the death penalty. We actually used to have the punishment for treason in this country.
The podcast cut right there. The death penalty. Going a little bit over the line, I would think,
Just a little. Okay.
Are they encouraging violence, by the way, with that little comment?
That's a great question.
I think so.
Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show at WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin strawberry lovers, get ready. Your season's about to commence. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll give you the latest update from a Wisconsin strawberry patch next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Danielle Clark is one of the owners and operators of Mayville's own Mayberry Farm. She and her husband, Tim, as well as the kids, have 12 acres of strawberries, and Danielle says they're getting ready to go.
They look great. The yield is phenomenal. We're really happy. They're starting to size up, and we're seeing green, larger berries. Those first berries are the king berries, and so those are the larger sets that are going to produce those nice big berries that everybody loves, but they're in short supply when they come. And after that, we're still seeing nice size green berries coming along in our Jewel, which is our early season variety, and then, or our mid-season variety, I should say, and then AC Valley Sunset, which is our kind of a later season variety.
Danielle Clark, along with her husband Tim and family, owners and operators of Mayberry Farms in Mayville, Wisconsin. She said once they do start picking berries, their season generally lasts around 21 days, dependent on the weather. You can find a Wisconsin strawberry patch near you. Go to wiberries.org.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And Wisconsin dairy operators not very happy with their paycheck lately. The Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service said as of the end of April, they were paid about $18.60 a hundredweight for their milk. That works out to about $1.60 per gallon at the farm gate. That was 50 cents less than their March paycheck and $2 less than what they were paid for that milk compared to a year ago. More food news just like this available anytime. MidwestFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 78. Tonight, tomorrow, more scattered showers and thunderstorms will drop to 65 tonight. Our high tomorrow, right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devils FKITS radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Seems fair.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
I want to remind you that the Scotty Summer Contest is off and running. We just started it up at the top of the hour, but I'll get you caught up here. It's a text to win contest. That's how you enter the contest. You text in the word, the key word this hour in the 7 a.m. hour is trip. Okay, so you need the Civic Media app, which is free to download. You can just text in the word trip. And you're entered into the contest. Chance to win. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs, which we'll be giving away at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. And then you're entered into the grand prize, any of your entries. And plus, we'll once a day give away Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The grand prizes are the Scotty Summer Staycations. We'll be doing this all week long this week and next week. So text in to win. It's a statewide contest, all right?
The text lines are just blowing up, Gordon.
Good. Great.
Wow. Quite the explosion.
Oh, there it is.
No, look. Oh, yeah. There comes another one. Look out.
All okay. Right. We've got a phone call here, and we've got Dick on the line. What do you got for us, Dick?
Dick, are you there? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was just telling your screener about more of Trump delusions, and I guess his dementia is really coming out. They had video of him running when he was running in 16, 3 days before the election, saying that somebody under indictment, not convicted, shouldn't even be able to run, and that should she win, the wheels of government would just grind to a halt.
That's right.
Somebody that was under indictment.
Dick, I have that cut. You want to hear it? Dick, can you hear it? You want?
Hang on a second.
I'm going to play that cut for you right now.
He shouldn't be allowed to run. Okay. And I'm not talking about what happened last Friday. I'm talking about right now. She shouldn't be allowed to run. When you look at General Cartwright, 4-star general, for doing almost nothing by comparison.
By comparison,
could serve
that's how we
5 years in jail. That happened 2 weeks ago. General Petraeus.
Another comparison.
Destroyed their lives for doing nothing by comparison. How about the young man took pictures of his submarine? Some pictures. The submarine's not like it's a brand new submarine. It's many years old. They put him in jail for a year. And she does all of these different things. They're also conducting a second criminal investigation into Hillary's illegal pay-for-play corruption at the State Department. There's virtually no doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great, great special agents of the FBI will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle, despite her efforts to disparage them and to discredit them.
Yeah.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment, and ultimately a criminal trial. It would grind government to a halt.
There you go. So, Dick, what do you think, huh? That's it. That's it right there.
Is Dick still with us?
Yeah, well, I guess all I'm saying is we have that. We have a conviction, not just an indictment.
That's right.
Correct?
Yes, yes,
so,
exactly.
In his world, just take him at his own word.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's incredible. This guy thinks he lives in the 1870s where there's no video, no audio,
exactly.
No anything.
We can bring this stuff easily. I mean, everybody's got a collection of their own tracks, basically, if they're in media.
Sure. It's just, I'm blown away by this.
I know.
It shouldn't be at this point anymore.
But come on.
I'm blown.
At what point don't people get this?
I'm blown away by the fact that he praised Comey and the FBI.
Yeah. Is it the same one it's going to come to assassinate him?
Can we play that cut six? Let's play that part of his speech here. This is fantastic, amazing. He's changed his tune, of course. Let's play it.
There's virtually no doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great, great special agents of the FBI
will be
able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle, despite her efforts to disparage them and to discredit them.
No, Trump has never done that. He's never disparaged them at all, right? Oh, my gosh. Dick, well, thanks for bringing that up and allowing me to get these two tracks in before we ran out of time. Seems like that's all I do now.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate the call. You can call us at 608-879-8255.
Okay. Now, here's a special note in regards to all of this, the convictions. It only takes one juror to hang a jury. Juror number two answered that Trump's Truth Social was their only source of news. And not even that person voted not guilty on even one charge.
Yeah.
It's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, they had asked him when they were going through the jury pool to select the jurors what their news sources were. That's exactly what he answered.
Exactly.
Only Truth Social. They let him on.
Yeah.
Even he or she went along with that.
Yes,
all
we
34.
Don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so quite amazing. We're waiting to find out channel3000.com. We're checking that out. There is a story, supposedly, about the John and Gordy Show. Mm-hmm. We don't know when it's going to hit. Sometime today, Doug Moe wrote an article, and it's supposedly coming up on Channel 3000 today.
Well, maybe
Sam, are you monitoring that?
Maybe he's still feverishly writing at his computer,
trying to
get it in under the deadline.
Going by today's show a little bit.
Maybe
want to tweak it a little bit before he puts it out there? That could be.
I was going to say maybe we should read it first before we tell anybody that article is out there.
Maybe so.
Okay, while we were talking.
We go way back with Doug. Why are you worried he's going to bring out some old?
We used to have him on our cable access show, and
all the time,
things never went well on the cable access show. It was a disaster, and I think it was like people watching an accident. That's why we had such high ratings. And he was on that show a number of times.
And you think he's got an axe to grind? He's going to come out and be very critical.
It's funny, always appeared on the show with an attorney, didn't he?
I don't recall that,
Mike
but it
Fox?
Could be.
I couldn't remember anyway.
Okay.
So we'll see if he doesn't sue us away.
What do we got on the text? Is that it?
It is.
Well,
came out 41 minutes ago. Were you looking at the wrong page, Gordy?
I guess.
Robert,
thank you, Robert.
We are not good at being able to find things on the internet.
The headline, Reunited, and it feels so good.
The tube.
Okay. Yes.
After making waves in the 80s and 90s in Madison, John Peterson and Gordy Young are back together and broadcasting from State Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
State Street, the great street.
I wonder why I couldn't find it here. I was looking at Doug Moe's Madison on the channel3000.com website.
You're okay. You're okay.
All right.
Don't worry.
You know what? We'll link it in with all of our social media here so people can check it out. Okay?
After you get an Alexa or a Bluetooth speaker of some sort. Want to connect you to the 21st century in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Let's get to Hillary. We were just talking about Hillary.
Right,
I want to get to Hillary.
Okay.
She's the Nostradamus of the 21st century because she said this, cut number 14.
Okay.
And she had this to say about Trump. Let's listen.
You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. The FBI conducted a year-long investigation into my emails. They concluded there was no case. He said the FBI was rigged. He lost the Iowa caucus. He lost the Wisconsin primary. He said the Republican primary was rigged against him. Then Trump University gets sued for fraud and racketeering. He claims the court system and the federal judge is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against him.
Should have gotten it.
This is a mindset. This is how Donald thinks.
Yes.
And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
Yeah, and it's troubling to this day, and it's gotten worse and worser and worser.
Worser.
I love that word, worser. I have no idea whether it's a real word or not, but people have used it, and it just drives me crazy.
I do not believe that's grammatically correct. That's not.
You don't know.
I do know. That can't be a word.
Ask worser? Hey, Google.
Okay. All right.
It's your Alexa in the studio.
It is.
Or you're going to type it.
Google, yeah. Is worser a word?
According to Collins Dictionary, worser in British English, adjective. An archaic or non-standard word for worse. Collins English Dictionary.
Duh. See? Gotcha.
An archaic or non-standard word.
I just thought it sounded like a fake word to me, too.
All of language is made up anyway. We all just came up with it one day.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
It says the word is no longer a part of the standard English, but okay.
Okay, so that makes you right then.
Okay.
Got it.
Let's move on. Your Honor, let's move on.
Let's move on to the most... Look, I cannot believe that this guy owns a bank. Eric Hovey, our stand-up comedian running for the Senate against Tammy Baldwin. This guy, I can't wrap my head around anything this guy says. He sounds like a simpleton. He sounds like a kid out of grade school trying to say whatever it is he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. It just boggles the mind. He is nothing. He has no policy. He has no knowledge of policy. He has no idea what government is.
Yeah.
So why don't we play something?
His commercials are really good, though.
Oh, yes. You know they are. Cut 15.
Okay.
He just,
what's this one about?
He is, well, it's about nothing. Okay. Maybe that's the whole campaign.
The campaign's about nothing.
If that's it.
He's
got Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Yeah, he's going that way.
All right, let's check this right. Mindless thing out.
Okay.
How we've been teaching in our schools and what we've been educating our kids, we've collapsed patriotism. We've told them their country is flawed and it's wrong and it's irredeemable.
No, we live
in the greatest country in the history of mankind, the country that's given us more prosperity, more freedom. We saved the world not once but twice in the last century from tyranny and oppression. And I couldn't sit on the sideline anymore.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that insane? He doesn't know anything about schools or classes or what they teach in schools. He has no clue. None whatsoever. And we're listening to this idiot in interview after interview talk about zero, nothing at all, cliches that are proven wrong maybe a century ago. I can't wrap my head around why this guy is even attempting to run. I'm glad because I do want to see Tammy reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's mindless.
It is mind-boggling.
I swear, the bird that was in the background of that clip is probably more interesting than the things that he
That's
says.
That's true. That's exactly right.
And on it goes. Oh, I mean, he's.
How is it possible that he is a serious contender?
He's got a lot of money in that bank to bankroll advertising campaign. He thinks he can just buy the election.
Well, I hope the market poll comes up with a decent question in regards to all of this, because they've got to ask a question about do people think he's qualified? Is there something they could ask in this poll to know why anybody would take him seriously as a candidate for anything at all? He runs a damn bank. He's got
that's his qualification.
I don't
he owns
get it.
A bank. That's and, it.
How does
Just
he
like
make
Trump.
Investments? How does he know where to put a development in? He's a developer.
Mm-hmm.
How does he know any of this stuff? It doesn't sound like he has a clue about government, applying for permits.
He's going with the Trump model. Just, he's got a lot of money to spend. He's going to try and buy the election. That's
got
it.
A lot of money to spend that he was basically...
Inherited.
Inherited. Okay. Just like all of the billionaires.
Yes. 748.
It's insane. This guy is insane. Stop it. Stop it.
Easy, buddy. Remember your blood pressure. Coming up, tidbits, odds and ends, leftovers right around the corner.
That's right.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell Show. For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers!
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We will. You know, these are really old leftovers. They're so old, these leftovers, that we have
to
go into the time tunnel to get them.
We haven't been in the time tunnel in a long time.
You think it still functions? I hope it does.
Well, let's try it. Can you hit the button?
Let's check it.
All right, here
we go. American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the time tunnel.
Help me.
Oh, my God.
I can't
you almost got anything. You almost got hit by the year 2022.
I'm dizzy.
There we go. All right. Well, you know, it's still working and everything like that. And we have
an
incredible story featuring Glenn Grothman. He was asked how restricting union certification, this is Act 10 now we're talking about. That's how far back this goes, you know, 2011, 2012. He was asked by Ali Vershi about the impact it has on our budget, state budget.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Or Valshi.
Valshi.
That's right. All right? So anyway, let's check this out.
And specifically, Senator Grothman, how do you help the deficit by not allowing, by making unions have to recertify every year, by not allowing unions to collect money off of the paychecks of their members? How does that help affect your deficit?
Oh, there are a lot of public employees who strongly object to making these payments, and it's completely unfair to these employees to continue to have to be part of a system in which they are forced to pay, quite frankly, for the type of people who are organizing what's going on behind me now.
There you go. He was standing next to a protest, protesting Act 10. And he was asked, what impact does it have on the budget? Mm-hmm. He didn't answer that question.
No.
Instead, he asked, how fair is it for a person to have to work at a place that has a union and takes money out of your paycheck every... You know what? My standard reply to that, and I said this way back when, is that we have the freedom to work at whatever business we want to work at.
Exactly.
We are not entitled to go into a union shop and ask them not to be a union. You know, you don't have to work at a place that has a union.
No.
You have the freedom to walk and get a job someplace else that does not have a union. So this whole idea that it's unfair that they take money out of your paycheck. First of all, you're a free rider is what you want to be. You want to get all the benefits of a union and the pay of a union for nothing because you don't want money taken out of your paycheck. You're a free rider. And the freedom that you have is that you can go to a place that doesn't have a union if you don't like unions. And I don't know why wasn't that argued in the Supreme Court?
Drop your mic right
now. I know,
man.
Walk
away.
I'm done.
That's it.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Are you...
Okay. Now, we got, I love this clip from Glenn Grothman. This is kind of a positioning statement from him. I think it's really actually pretty good. So this is cut nine. Let's hear Glenn Grothman, how he would relate to his constituents, the ones protesting. Listen.
That sounds like a pretty rowdy crowd back there. How does that feel? Have you been through something like this before?
Well, actually, I think most of these people are very nice if you talk to them on an individual basis. But right now, they're kind of being riled up a little bit. That's what's going on. But I enjoy talking to these people, as with any of my other constituents. And I think if you talk to them on an individual basis, many of them will agree that we have to change the current system.
No. No. That's not what they would say. My God, that guy. He's right?
Putting words in their mouths.
Well, let me try that, though.
Okay. All right.
I know that they want us to, you know, play the middle here at this station. So let me just try that. I think most of these people are very nice. You know, the MAGAs, right?
Yeah, okay.
If you talk to them on an individual basis, they're just a little riled over Trump's 34 felony convictions.
Hmm.
But I enjoy talking to the MAGAs. And I think if you talk to them on an individual basis, Gordy, they'd agree that Trump was guilty. Okay,
is that right?
That's exactly it. I mean,
that's
if you
what
talk to them individually, I know they'll probably say he's guilty.
Okay.
I think it's a great way to frame it, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, that Glenn Grothman. He's something else. All right.
That's why he is.
Let's go to the phone lines here. I believe Mark is on the line with a question or a comment.
Right,
we have just a couple of minutes. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, there was the maintenance membership level of membership in my union, and even people who are just not paying the full union dues were entitled to representation because I was a union steward and had to represent them if they faced discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And it just discipline just kind of, and the ability to have that representation kind of went away. I mean, I actually did it after, because you're still entitled to representation even without the union, and I actually represented people post Act 10. On my own time, I took my own personal leave to represent those people because the state didn't provide the leave time like it did when we had a union.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that went there.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, it still works. For them, they're free riders, and, you know, you're still spending time trying to help them through the situation, right? What I don't get is why they oppose unions in the first place, since unions are known on average to pay $10,000 more a year than a normal person at that same job in a non-union shop. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And bargaining was more or less collective begging. It wasn't the unions didn't have tremendous godlike powers over the state situations. We more or less were getting the minimum we could get in most cases.
That's right.
True.
And it didn't do anything.
Brothers.
And it, thank you,
Mark.
And it didn't do anything to the budget at all. And I don't know if you remember a long time back, we played a cut of Scott Walker being interviewed in the Senate. In the House. He was being interviewed, and he was just trashed because he could not back up the savings that he said he made by Act 10. And it was proven that he did not.
I do recall that.
Save
interview.
That money.
Yeah.
There was no money saved with Act 10.
We might have to find that cut and play it again. Maybe
You know what? Let's play it tomorrow. Let's promise to play it tomorrow.
Another trip in the time tunnel.
Oh,
let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm
glad we know the time tunnel is still working after all this time.
Wait, can we come out of the time tunnel, or are we stuck past?
It's too late. We're stuck in the time tunnel for another 23 hours, 22 hours, I guess. Hey, that's going to do it for the John and Gordy Show for this Monday. Check out that Doug Moe article. We're going to put it on all of our social media.
You were laughing as you were reading
thing. It's pretty funny. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Doug. All right. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Is the John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we kick off Biden's top 100. The week's theme is the economy, and we'll be specifically talking about the billionaires' tax. Why don't we tax billionaires more?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.